I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Live from the basement of the sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM at Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. In that set, let me refresh one sec. In that set, you may have heard Big City, Zero Gasoline from Liquid Times. Chris Rumors of new Big City record at some point soon, at least more material. After that was Smirk from Material. That was from Material. It was Heathen Means. There was Matt Post Band. The World from, I don't know, that's a really long title. A lot of downs and ups and left and rights. And it sucks. Like, he put out an EP after that called Three Songs. I didn't like it. It's the first thing of his I haven't bought. And it has been nothing since. So come on, Matt Post Band. Love that stuff. That's a great song. It's called The World. Great song. It was Coton, Vancouver, Edmonton guy, HV Road off of, I should know the name of that record, but I don't. Not right now, at least. Mr. Elevator, after that with a Fountainhead. It was Ben Frost from Broken Spectre, The Burning World. That was, story behind that record is it is a lot of field recordings from the Amazon cut up. And then, the set finished up with Emho, with Aerovane, Sonic Dialogue 1. They send me a lot of stuff on Bandcamp, like emails. Like, there's some artists that just send you, like, if they brush their teeth, they'll send you an email. It's kind of annoying. But I do use it a lot for the new music episodes. This is not a new music episode. There will be one probably October 4th or 11th. I don't know. I'm busy. So busy right now, it's annoying. But I'm really trying to get on top of the new music, and I've been doing a lot of. I got like 3 months of Bandcamp mailbag to go through right now, and it's higher margin because I'm looking at music from artists or labels that I've already grabbed music from for the show before. So there's some good stuff. I mean, some of it's backdated, which I'm gonna have to apologize for when it comes up, but man, I found some really good music over the last few days going through that stuff. So hopefully I will be able to carve out some time to make that episode with everything else going on. It's gonna start raining though. When it starts raining, then I can make radio. that's what I need for some time off. Maybe jury duty, maybe that would help me with time off. I also worry about jury duty conflicting with potentially Fun Drive, which of course is the as much as I got to do my pitches, I got to do 40 minutes of pitches over 2 hours, but it's also the annual best of show here on the home Burnaby Rock, playing all the best music from all the new music episodes. Again, this isn't a new music episode. The most recent one was, yeah, it was the back to school episode, aired at the end of August and then again on September 6th. It is up on the playlists, on the podcasts, archives. I think it says playlists. It should say archives. That's Robin's word, and she doesn't like podcasts because it's not a podcast, except the ones that I make at home are kind of like a podcast. But nevertheless, it's there. It's episode 116, and it was quite good. I liked it. There's a lot of good stuff on there. So if you're looking for new music, that's where you go, is cjsf.ca. Follow the links or go directly to cjsf.ca. /content/home-burnaby-rock for that kind of stuff. So I already told you what was in the set. Yeah, tonight. There was some rock tunes to start that. Like I liked all the songs that had some edge to them. And then some ambient, which got more sinister as it went along. So what I got coming up is more dance music, a bit of electroclash, and then I get into just I don't know, just rock tunes and pop tunes towards the end. And if I have time, if I shut my mouth, it looks like when I made this set like 10 days ago, I was in the mood to hear Stone Temple Pilots. So I'm going to play at garbage time. If I get moving here, I'm going to play lots of Stone Temple Pilots. So yeah, I should probably get to it. Who doesn't want to hear STP right now? I mean, come on. So back to the music.